The flowers were awkwardly crowded into the small neck bottle. Its paper label had not been completely washed away and survived in its scratched mutilation. On and around the bottle there was dust. There was a film of dust on everything. It crept up with a hot wind that found its way into the room in spite of shut door and windows. Green paper on glass panes shut out the glare that burned away color from earth and sky and the sensual delight of vision from the eyes. The heavy, sweet scent of the flowers reached out into the skin-drying air with a cooling touch. The flowers were white and wax-petaled among thick, deep green leaves. Their buds were tight-wrapped in slender, pale green sepals. They were cool allies in the battle against the cruel summer, lying cool on hot pillows around earthenware water pots, adorning women when silver and gold grew heavy with sweat and heat. This summer, the battle was lost before it began. The desolation it brought was the visible expression of desolate hearts. The tainted wind blew hot from blazing homes and carried the dust of devastated fields and the dead.
Do you like them?
She tore me out of the shroud of my thoughts. A child, small and thin, with serious, anxious eyes and a smile on her face, a garland in her hand. She looked at the bottle and the flowers.
I put them there. This is for you too.
I bent my head, and she slipped the garland over with a faint smile and stepped back.
I knew you were coming today, and I cleaned your room.
Who are you?
Your servant. I've been put in charge of this part of the house.
What's your name?
Bibi.
Well, how long have you been here?
A long time. Just before I left home, there was a fair at Shaji's tomb. Do you need anything? The others are all sleeping. You rest. And then I shall bring you some tea. I have put cold water for your bath in the buckets.
Weren't the buckets heavy?
Oh, no. I always brought water from the well.
I could not tell her age. Her assured manner made me feel younger than herself. Her eyes had no memories of childhood. Her body was of a child of 9 or 10. But its undernourished thinness was deceptive. She could have been 11 or 12. There was no telling how many years of childhood life had robbed her. She came every morning with flowers no one else cared to pick, and every evening with garlands no one else cared to thread.
Aren't they pretty? In my home we had 2 big bushes near the well. I made garlands for my mother and aunt.
The nails of her peasant hands were worn with work. By now I knew her story, but knew she had to tell it herself. Had you any brothers and sisters?
After my sister was married, she went to live far away, a whole day's journey by bullock cart. My brother was older than me. He could read and write. He was clever. You will teach me, won't you?
She kept her clothes very clean, old discarded clothes which were cut down for her and hung loosely on her. She wore tight pajamas that were easier to clean than loose ones, and she kept her head covered like older women with dupattas that were made from torn cotton saris. She used to dye them herself and was fond of bright colors. Her hair was combed back smoothly from a center part, oiled and plaited with a rag. The pigtail was short and stood out stiffly. She wasn't a pretty child, and one would not have noticed her. But she was now a symbol, and around her hovered the ghosts of all one feared. Sometimes she threaded buds into the pierced lobes of her ears.
I had gold earrings. My mother said after the next harvest she would buy me gold bangles. When we had feasts, I was sorry I had no bangles.
I had bought her glass ones.
Your tea. Do you like these English cakes? My mother made such lovely halwa. You would have loved it.
Do you remember your father?
He died long ago. We lived with my uncle and aunt. He kept laborers to help in the fields.
One day, she suddenly put her head on my lap.
I like you. Will you always keep me with you?
I wanted to lay aside my ghosts of imagined horror and hear her tell me what actually happened. Bibi, how did you come here?
The police brought me. I was at the railway station. Then they took me to a place where there were lots of women and children. I ran away from them.
Why?
I don't know. I got up at night and ran away. Then I came here.
Who brought you?
The police.
Her mind refused to fill the gap between the refugee camp and her adoption. But what happened to your mother?
I don't know. I was with Chand Bibi. I had gone to visit her.
Who was she?
Oh, she was brave. She had a big house where I played. She fought and fought and killed so many of them. Then her arm was cut off.
Well, where was your mother?
At home. They said the house was full of blood. They said Chand Bibi kept on fighting until her arm was cut off.
Who said?
Some people. I ran into the fields and a man said, "Come this way." And he carried me. We hid in the sugarcane. Then he put me on a train and I came here. See how long this garland is. You can put it twice round your neck.
In the bottle, she had put fresh flowers.
After the Storm was written by Atiya Hussain, with Madhur Jaffrey as the woman and Aarti Rao as the girl. This is Impossible was written by Himanshu Joshi, translated from Hindi by Shravan Kumar and Prabhakar Machwe, featuring Eric Basfeld as the man. The stories were adapted and directed by Thomas Lopez, with music by Timothy Clark. Environments were recorded in India by ZPS.
In the time remaining, we'll hear a sound portrait of North India.
नाम नीलू है ना ए नीलू तू कौन सी क्लास में पढ़ती है रे
एक में पढ़ती है ये
अच्छा एक में पढ़ती कहां है स्कूल तुम्हारा यही लक्ष्मण जूलर
ना मंदिर तेरा मंदिर
कौन सा मंदिर
तेरा तेरा मंदिर
क्या मंदिर
तेरा मंदिर
तेरा उसमें तेरा मंजिल है वहां पढ़ता है वहां कोई स्कूल है हां प्राइमरी है या हाई स्कूल है
दो स्कूल है दो
अच्छा
सायकलच्या जगात एक नवीन उत्क्रांती जन्रो प्रोड्युसर 99 मला जायचं आहे दूर पुष्कळ दूर मी आहे रोडस्टर 99 चालला रोडस्टर 99 रोडस्टर 99 मध्ये आता आहे एक शक्तिशाली नवीन रबर कंपाऊंड फॉर्म्युला 99 आणि असामान्य ट्रेड डिझाईन
शमशान जोगी शमशानों में रहना गाना कथा सुनाना और मांग कर गुजर करना लेकिन स्टेट बैंक के देवलूर ब्रांच ने इन्हें नई दिशा दी है स्वयं कमाना और सम्मान से जीना स्टेट बैंक हरिजनों और कमजोर तबके के लोगों के लिए काफी कुछ करता आया है स्टेट बैंक जहां के इरादे हकीकत का रूप लेते हैं स्टेट बैंक आइए साथ बढ़े
पहली बार बादाम के पेड़ के गुणों से भरपूर बादाम का पेड़ त्वचा को जाने से कुछ हैरान से बचा